You are in the post office about to send a gift, a package full of champagne glasses, to a cousin in central Siberia. As the package can be damaged during transportation, you would stamp fragile, breakable, or handle with care on it in red. Now, what is the exact opposite of such situation, the exact opposite of fragile? Almost all people answer that the opposite of fragile is robust, resilient, solid, or something of the sort. But the resilient, robust, and company are items that neither break nor improve, so you would not need to write anything on them. Have you ever seen a package with robust and thick green letters stamped on it? Logically, the exact opposite of a fragile parcel would be a package on which one is written, "Please mishandle," or "Please handle carelessly." Its contents would not just be unbreakable, but would benefit from shocks and a wide array of trauma. The fragile is the package that would be at best unharmed. The robust would be at best and at worst unharmed. And the opposite of fragile is therefore what is at worst unharmed. We gave the appellation anti-fragile to such a package. A neologism was necessary, as there is no simple non-compound word in the Oxford English Dictionary that expresses the point of reverse fragility. For the idea of anti-fragility is not part of our consciousness, but, luckily, it is part of our ancestral behavior, our biological apparatus, and a ubiquitous property of every system that has survived. To see how alien the concept is to our minds, repeat the experiment and ask around at the next gathering, picnic, or pre-riot congregation, what's the antonym of fragile? And specify insistently that you mean the exact reverse, something that has opposite properties and payoff. The likely answers will be, aside from robust, unbreakable, solid, well-built, resilient, strong, something-proof, say, waterproof, windproof, rustproof, unless they've heard of this book. Wrong. And it is not just individuals, but branches of knowledge that are confused by it. This is a mistake made in every dictionary of synonyms and antonyms I've found. Another way to view it. Since the opposite of positive is negative, not neutral, the opposite of positive fragility should be negative fragility. Hence my appellation, anti-fragility, not neutral, which would just convey robustness, strength, and unbreakability. Indeed, when one writes things down mathematically, anti-fragility is fragility with a negative sign in front of it. Just as concavity is convexity with a negative sign in front of it, and is sometimes called anti-convexity. This blind spot seems universal. There is no word for anti-fragility in the main known languages, modern, ancient, colloquial, or slang. Even Russian, Soviet version, and standard Brooklyn English don't seem to have a designation for anti-fragility, conflating it with robustness. I checked, in addition to Brooklyn English, most Indo-European languages, both ancient, Latin, Greek, and modern branches, Romance, Italian, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Slavic, Russian, Polish, Serbian, Croatian, Germanic, German, Dutch, Afrikaans, and Indo-Iranian, Hindu, Urdu, Farsi. It is also absent from non-Indo-European families such as Semitic, Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Turkic, Turkish. Half of life, the interesting half of life, we don't have a name for. Please behead me. If we have no common name for anti-fragility, we can find a mythological equivalence, the expression of historical intelligence through potent metaphors. In a Roman recycled version of a Greek myth, the Sicilian tyrant Dionysius II has the fawning courtier Damocles enjoy the luxury of a fancy banquet, but with a sword hanging over his head, tied to the ceiling with a single hair from a horse's tail. A horse's hair is the kind of thing that eventually breaks under pressure, followed by a scene of blood, high-pitched screams, and the equivalent of ancient ambulances. Damocles is fragile. It is only a matter of time before the sword strikes him down. In another ancient legend, this time the Greek recycling of an ancient Semitic and Egyptian legend, we find Phoenix, the bird with splendid colors. Whenever it is destroyed, it is reborn from its own ashes. It always returns to its initial state. Phoenix happens to be the ancient symbol of Beirut, the city where I grew up. According to legend, Berytus, Beirut's historical name, has been destroyed 7 times in its close to 5,000-year history and has come back 7 times. The story seems cogent, as I myself saw the 8th episode. Central Beirut, the ancient part of the city, was completely destroyed for the 8th time during my late childhood, thanks to the brutal civil war. I also saw its 8th rebuilding. But Beirut was, in its latest version, rebuilt in even better shape than the previous incarnation, and with an interesting irony. The earthquake of AD 551 had buried the Roman law school, which was discovered, like a bonus from history, during the reconstruction, with archaeologists and real estate developers trading public insults. That's not Phoenix, but something else, beyond the robust. Which brings us to the third mythological metaphor, Hydra.